Nicholas Wunden.
And I'm Chris Watson, and you're listening to Shoopy Talk in the Maritime.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Cupid Talk in the Maritimes with, bless you, brother, bless you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chris Watson joining me, as always, my co-host Chris. Welcome to our show.
Thanks, brother. It's good to be here tonight. I'm going to, apologize to the viewers in advance. I have a couple of active pets going around areas there. As you can tell, this is what happens when you go live. I got a couple of active animals in my kitchen. And, yeah, I think he's excited to be here, too.
And he likes you, I can tell. You know, the beauty of this show is, and I know Chris is about as proud as I am to say that the official sponsor of QB Talk in the Maritimes just happens to be Higgins Insurance, which, oddly enough, anything that you need insurance-wise, you can always call and get a quote online at Higgins Insurance. That's Higgins Insurance.ca. Chris, you just happen to be a client of Higgins Insurance. Why don't you give us a little testimony?
Yeah, I have actually been a client with Higgins Insurance since I got my license when I was 16. And I have my automobile insurance. I have my home insurance through them as well. And like you said, a little testimonial. For those who really know me, knew I had a tree fall on my house a few years ago. And, you know, Nick and I joke about it, but, they have one special employee down there, and I'm proud to call that man a brother, and that's Bob Keys. First thing I popped in my head was call Bob. I said, oh, my God, there's a tree in my house. Call Bob. And I called him, and he gave me all the steps. He said, do this, do this, do this. And he listened. He made that such worry-free, as chaotic as it was. And, you know, I had nothing but good relations through the whole thing. And, everything's fixed, so we're good.
I guess the key word there is call Bob. But I'm going to tell you, Higgins Insurance, Bob Keys, was just tremendous to talk to yesterday. As you know, you and I will meet more with Bob here in the coming weeks to discuss more. But an absolute cheerleader for the show. Love the concept. Loves the idea. I'm proud. You're proud. His logo is right where it should be, and that's on our main screen. And over the coming weeks, you guys will notice commercials. You'll notice the logos on the website, which, by the way, the brand new cupytalk.ca, brought to you in part by Mr. Chris Watson and Nick Lundin. Very proud of just that. And Chris, let's get down to business. We have a jam-packed show. I don't think there's any hiding that.
Yeah, no, you're right. We reached out to a couple of executive members over on QPPEI who had the opportunity recently to attend the Montreal Building Stronger Locals conference put on by QP National. And, like we said to them, we weren't there. They were. So we asked them their perspectives. And, wow, did they ever give us a good perspective? I almost feel like I was there, just based on the information that we received from them. Obviously we weren't there, but man, I wish I was.
Yeah, it sounded tremendous. It sounded like we missed a lot. One of those, what ifs, would have been nice to be there. Obviously, wasn't in the agenda, we'll say. So it's too bad we couldn't be there. We would have obviously loved to have been there, but, a ton of stuff coming up. Right out of the chute, though, I want everyone to know that the first interview we did with Bobby Kennedy, a great interview, a little not choppy, but the video is not great. Obviously, Chris and I had acknowledged this following the interview, and made some changes to our, I'll say our producing, and you'll notice a big difference now. So, Chris, if you're up for it, I can certainly begin because we have two really good interviews. I'd love to get them on the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's roll them.
All right, here we go, guys.
All right, guys, we are live here on QP Talk in the Maritimes. I am Nick. Of course, I am here with Chris and our very special guest, Bobby Kennedy. Bobby, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much, Nick and Chris, for the opportunity. And, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You know, for those who might not know, we did a piece a little bit ago talking about activism and getting involved in stuff. And I had the pleasure to meet Bobby, I think, back in 2017. We took facilitator training together when we were right over on beautiful Prince Edward Island. So, yeah, so we go back a few years. And, yeah, I'm just really happy to have Bobby here. And one of the main things, I guess, we wanted to talk about on our last show, we were talking about the conference that took place in Montreal, the Building Stronger Locals, and Bobby, you were there. Can you give us a little perspective as to what took place in Montreal? Because we weren't there. So tell us what happened.
So the conference, of course, was awesome as per usual, like QP, another home run for QP National. You know, there was a lot of we'd start off our mornings, everybody be in the same hall. We'd have our meeting. There was different speakers. There was a couple of panels that were done. We got to see Jagmeet Singh come in on Wednesday morning, delivered a beautiful speech as per usual. And then we kind of broke out into sessions in the afternoon. So I was there with two other people from my local. Like, we attended different sessions. And it was all about building stronger locals and how you do that. And sessions were phenomenal. I got the chance to take part in a few of them, and they were really good.
Now,
awesome.
Bobby,
what were the numbers like there?
Oh, the members?
Yeah. What were the numbers like? Was there big numbers?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So there was 550 people that attended the conference. You know, it's not like a national convention or anything, but the numbers were there, and it's funny because a lot of the stories you hear are nationwide. Like us, I remember years ago attending one of my first conferences, and you know, you'd hear other locals talk about privatization of their healthcare services, which I work in healthcare, but you hear that, and it's like, what are they talking about? And now it's a nationwide problem. Like, we're seeing it firsthand on Prince Edward Island now too. So it's, you know, great to communicate with people from across the country, and our struggles are real. They're similar. There's a lot of similarities too. So, you know.
Well, I always say that, you know, the one great thing about this is it gives everyone the opportunity to see just how much activism is alive and well and how important it is to shed light on that. You know, how much do you take away going to Montreal, seeing people for the first time, and how excited are you to see the future of QP, but also activism and the labor movement? You know, what was your takeaway from that standpoint?
Well, I mean, the battles that have been we've been faced with lately, you know, what happened out in Manitoba with the healthcare, what happened in Ontario with the education workers, your guys' struggle, like your pushback on Higgs, and like to see those things. And to actually see it come to fruition, like to have, you know, firsthand, I get goosebumps. Like it's great to see how active people are and how truly passionate they are about their union.
Excellent. And that's what it's really all about. You know, when you go to these conferences, it's one thing, you know, we get ourselves built up and we get that fire kind of lit back into our bellies. You know, but when you have a conference that's just built around building stronger locals, You know, we really hope that everybody brings back the information that they gained in those sessions, and they can put it to use, and, you know, we can just do what it says. You know, we can build stronger locals.
Like, the one thing I will say is, it's, you know, as our roles within our unions daily, we deal with the negative, and then all you see is negative, negative, negative. Like, you know, we have our victories. We have, you know, our grievances that we win. You know, you might save somebody's job, but it's, I find the negative kind of far outweighs the positive sometimes. But these conferences are like a great experience for any member to, it builds you back up, right? It kind of puts that fire back in you to say, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, you know, it gives you that, kind of re-energizes you, like to be there with many people from many different walks of life across our great nation, and to see the activism in everybody and to experience that. Like, that's, you know, it gives you that boost to want to keep doing what you're doing. If I highly recommend to anybody, if they ever have a chance to attend a national conference, anything whatsoever, to do so.
I think that's important. And, you know, that sounds like something Chris has said to me numerous times in the past. Anytime you have the opportunity to be a part of these sort of adventures, I'll call them, it's a must, because it's not just about the now, it's about the future. And, you know, without all of this education that QP is giving to their members, you know, we don't have a plan for the future without it. Like, this is what is preparing us for the unknown, and for, you know, maybe the best is yet to come, but this is what is making us prepared for just that.
Yeah, exactly. And I like how you said about, you know, how it, you know, re-energizes and everything else. And you know, I have been seeing a new wave of people wanting to get involved, and I know there's a lot of new activists and stuff attending these things. You know, and I think about how that ignites ourselves, and what it can do to somebody who's brand new going into these things. You know, I do know that we have had a few people from Prince Edward Island, from New Brunswick, that have attended these things for the first time. Hopefully here on QP Talk, we'll be able to reach out and see if we can. I mean, hopefully we can. We can't guarantee, but hopefully we can get some perspectives from some of those members that have attended things for the first time.
Excellent.
I want to say thank you, Bobby.
Thank
you. Oh, you know what, guys? It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. I've always wanted to be on a podcast, and now I can check that off my bucket list, I guess. And what greater one to be on for the first time is QP Talk, right? So,
I mean, what a great interview, really. Like, what a great guy. So easy to talk to, Chris. And he had so much to bring to the table for that interview. Just attending Montreal, fresh on the mind. Could you ask for much more?
No, it was really nice to talk to him. And, you know, Bobby isn't someone I get to chat to often. As you heard on the interview, I met him during facilitator class back in 2017. So being over on the island, but it is, you know, nice that we were able to make that connection, because, you know, we were able to reach out and hear from him, right? And it was nice when he was talking about, you know, about newer people going there for the first time. That's something that we're seeing a lot more of. And, you know, as somebody that's been there for a decade, a little more, it's really nice to see the newer people getting involved. So I was really, really happy to hear that.
You're old then.
I feel it some days.
I just, you know, no offense. I you know, I think the world of you. But in all seriousness, yeah, like, just, and you had, like, you know, like, he really connected with us about the comrade that had gone to Montreal. I apologize, I'm having a moment, that went to Montreal and said, like, you know, yeah, reach out to him, here's his number. So, I mean, we're definitely going to do that, because anytime you can get someone new like that, it's such an honor for us, and really, it's an honor for them, too, to express, you know, what they took away from all this, as they learn daily about the labor movement.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we're hopefully that we have some newer members that are listening to the show. And, you know, when they hear his testimonial on what happened, his perspective as a newer member, maybe it'll encourage them to get involved as well, which is ultimately what we want at the end of the day. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Alice Rice. All right, welcome to everyone to QP Talk in the Maritimes. I am Chris, alongside with my host, Nick. How you doing tonight, Nick?
I am well, thank you, my friend.
Good. As you can see on the screen, we do have a guest with us, and it's Alice Rice from QPPEI. Alice, how are you this evening?
I'm good, thanks. Hi, everybody.
Good. First, thank you for coming on the show. I know we've been trying to track you down for a little bit, but you've had some airplane issues and airport issues, and most recently, I completely forgot that you were off to Montreal for the Building Stronger Locals conference. So we weren't there. So can you give us a little insight as to what went down?
What went down? It was a very good conference. It was well structured. I've actually never been to Montreal before, so it was my first experience with Montreal. It was good. They did a couple different presentations to the whole group, and then there was a number of different education sessions that were an hour and a half long. They were very good. They were all facilitated. Some of them had guests in them. I did a bargaining one that was very well done. It talked about the importance of bargaining and how we can achieve wins at the table through having the members engaged, making sure they're informed of what is taking place at each step. And sorry for the dogs in the background. And they talked about doing a good strategic plan and how it's a working document. So if somebody's in the middle of bargaining now and they did a strategic plan even 2 or 3 months ago, how that live document can change, because 3 months ago nobody really expected a trade war to be happening at this present time. So you can pivot back and forth, and it's a live document, so you can do what you need to do, change dates, include things that you didn't think of before, or you didn't expect that were going to come up. And the more you keep your members involved and engaged in that process, the better your bargaining is going to be. They talked about the strategic bargaining package through national and the strategic plans. And they talked about concessions. So if people don't know what concessions are, that's when you lose things at the table, not gain things. And so if that happens at the bargaining table, the staff rep has to report it to the regional director, and it's not okay. We're not supposed to go into the bargaining table to lose things. They talked about two-tier bargaining. So that all happened from a bargaining table in Newfoundland. I think it was in 2015 or 16 or 17, somewhere around there, where they bargained two-tier pension plans. So the senior people in that bargaining local kept their good pension plan, and the new employees coming in were going to be taking a different pension plan. And that sparked this bargaining package from national. So it was a well in-depth bargaining education session. I enjoyed it. There was lots of people talked and told stories about their bargaining processes and then how they do it and how they keep their members involved, whether it's face-to-face Zoom meetings or just whatever they happen to be doing in their local. They send out emails, Facebook, and, you know, bulletin boards at their workplace to keep everybody involved. So they try to just keep everybody involved, and they know the more everybody is involved and feels like they're part of the process, the stronger the locals are and the better wins you get at the table. So that was one education session I did, and then there was lots of other ones. I wish I had the form in front of me. I don't. There was stronger communities, so that I did do that session, and they talked about doing presentations to the communities, getting involved with community groups, and, you know, doing education so that communities understand locals and understand unions and how unions actually strengthen general workers' rights, because a lot of people hate on unions, and that's not necessarily the way it should be, because some people think that we in unions are just crybabies and we think that we deserve everything, and that is absolutely not right. And if you're not involved in a local or in a union and have never been in a union, people from the outside don't necessarily see the, you know, the advantages to everybody from how unions are stronger and when we get demands and fight for things that, you know, eventually trickles down and becomes labor law for everybody. So there was a lot of good education, and there, you know, they had a social the first night. I don't know if they don't call it a social anymore. They call it something else, but
like an opening plenary session.
No, just after, like, they did do that.
Yeah.
After that, we had, like, a little gathering where there was really good food, and everybody mingled. They had some music one night, too, and some more food, and there it was just upstairs, so everything was right in the Montreal Convention Center, and everybody was together and had a good time. And I didn't...
Talk about how important those events are, as far as when you say about mingling and chatting, I mean, you're making new relationships, people that are involved in the exact same fight that you are in. How important is that, you know, you are able to rest assured that you're not the only one involved in these things, and then learn different practices, different strategies from one another?
Absolutely. Well, when you go to these national events, there's people from all sorts of different locals, different sectors, large locals, small locals, and everybody has their own battles. And we might not have the same battle in different locals, but if you listen to other people's experiences, you get ideas, you build relationships and connections, you can always, you know, get information from other people or learn what they did. It might not even be for the same battle, but whatever strategies they used to get what they needed or to fight their fight, it all crosses over. So when you make connections with other people, it's so important, because you learn things. You learn how they do things. You know, I know what I do in my local. I'm not in any other local, so I don't know what other locals do. So when you learn what other locals do and you talk to other people, you gain experience alone just from that, and then when you bring it back to your people and your local and they start adjusting things or putting new practices into place, we all become stronger and we all can fight the fight better.
Right. So when you're talking about you know, people not knowing about what other people's fights are, because we're here in New Brunswick, but this is QP in the Maritimes, can you tell us about some of the fights, but some of the struggles that you're currently facing over in Prince Edward Island?
Prince Edward Island is a special beast, let's say, and I mean, I know we all think that about our own provinces and our own divisions, but currently our government is, I'm going to say, privatizing things. I mean, our premier at the time, in his state of the province, said that we need to change things and it shouldn't be the way it always has been. And, you know, they're opening up private clinics. And I know that New Brunswick has a private MRI clinic. And right now we're sending people from PEI to New Brunswick to use that clinic. As a matter of fact, they have a don't quote me on the number, but I think it's a $7 million contract to do 2,100 MRIs in Moncton at the private clinic to try to catch up and so that people don't have to wait for MRIs and PEI to try to get the backlog fixed. But, like, $7 million, they could have spent $5 million on a new MRI machine and PEI and put the extra $2 million into wages and benefits, or, you know, increase the hours to 24 instead of privatizing that and sending. So, like, there's a large battle of privatizing healthcare. They're doing it with doctors' clinics, too. They're opening up private clinics. And there's a lot of, I know it goes straight across the board, but MPI, you know, everybody's short-staffed. Our wages aren't really keeping up with what's going on in the landscape now. Like, at one point, we used to have decent wages for the cost of living, but the cost of living is going through the roof, and our wages are just not keeping up. And for the locals in PEI, 99% of the locals do not have the right to strike. So that's off the table. So we have to go to arbitration. And what seems to be taking place with arbitration recently is they're just kind of like making both sides a little unhappy. If the employer comes in with, you know, 1% and we come in with 3%, they split it down the middle and call it a day. And they're not really, I don't think what's happening is there, you know, what would we get if we went on a strike? And I don't think that's happening right now when all these locals are continuing to go to arbitration and just getting little tiny wins, like little tiny increments, and not really getting what we need or want. And I know that during bargaining, you're never going to get everything that you want. It shouldn't be like that. You know, both sides take a little and give a little, but it, you know, we need to make some advancements, and we're not getting there quite yet. So bargaining is a struggle in PEI, privatizing, everything is starting to become more prevalent. I mean, our premier just stepped down with a great little speech saying he was going to walk away from politics and he needed to spend time with his family. And 6 days later, he announced that he was now the Irish ambassador. So don't know how that's happening, but, you know, it was appointed, and everything just seems to be kind of up in the air. So there's a lot of private nursing homes that are struggling too, and I know that's, once again, healthcare. The healthcare workers are struggling, education, like everywhere seems to just be struggling, and we need to get some wins, and I'm not sure how that's going to happen. I hope there's some strong bargaining tables coming up soon, and it helps everybody in the province, not just unionized workers.
Well, if you have any campaigns about anything coming up, you make sure to let us know so that we can let the members here know at QP in the Maritimes so that we can get behind any fights that you have.
That's right. Absolutely, and we'd appreciate that a lot.
We really appreciate you taking time, Alice, to come on this show to discuss this stuff with us. It means a lot to us, it means a lot to the island, and I mean, it's just, words can't express just how important it is to get the word out there to everyone listening.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Come on anytime. If you ever have questions or want any other information, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you very much. Perfect. We really appreciate you.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you.
I mean, again, what a great interview. It all just goes full circle, because you get to hear two different aspects of the Montreal, I'll call it the Montreal extravaganza, if you will. Better locals, you know, locals helping locals. There were so many things to take away from all of that. Chris, what did you think?
I thought it was awesome. Alice gave a really, really in-depth point of view to the whole thing. And again, like Bobby, I met Alice, 2017, facilitator training. So, you know, that's why I always say get involved, you know, get to know people, go to the social events. They're just as important because that's where you're going to build these connections. Without those connections, we couldn't reach out to them here on QP Talk and be able to get those interviews for you.
That's right. And we get so many of them. We're very fortunate, very lucky. Now, Chris, as you know, the time winds down. So I want to touch on a couple very quick things. Obviously, March 8th was International Women's Day. I'd be remiss if I didn't say what a beautiful day it was. You got to get out with your girls. How was your time spent in Moncton, New Brunswick for that?
Well, I'll say it was a beautiful day because it was a very large group of activists. It was very cold and windy. Good day to carry a flag. So I carried the flag for the New Brunswick Federation of Labor, and there was easily probably a couple hundred people there, and it was there was chants, you know, what do we need? Pay equity. When do we need it? Now. And we did we marched from the Avenir Center, and I can't remember the name of the location that we walked to, but we went all the way down the street by the Delta, and then hang a left. We walked halfway down that street, and then we ended up at the building in there. But it was an amazing event to be a part of, and a great cause overall. And I was glad to be able to take my girls, you know, to that as well, so that they can see what all these things are, you know, that we do in the labor movement, and you know, so they'll have an understanding of what pay equity is, and they'll understand the importance of it. They'll understand the importance of March 8th.
That's right. I couldn't agree more. It was a great day here in St. John. And I made sure to let every woman in my life know Happy International Women's Day. I think it's super important. That fight is far from over, but it is a fight that I'm damn happy to stand up and continue that fight. And I will fight it until the day that I'm no longer breathing. So I'm with you. Big day coming up, April 28th, a day of mourn. And as the weeks get closer, as we know, it's not all that far away. We're going to hopefully give our listeners an idea of what we're going to do, because we're not just going to let that day go by. We're going to celebrate it and show our love to everyone that has been affected. And that day means a lot to us. I know it means just as much to you as it does me. So, you know, I just pay attention to that one, guys. That'll be coming up, and we'll have that on QPTalk.ca. Chris, do you want to give the listeners just a thing? I feel terrible, but I didn't put that on you now to know your thoughts on that, because I know it's important to you as well.
Yeah, you know, it's the day of mourning. I mean, it's exactly what it is. It's, you know, like the saying says, you know, we mourn for the dead and fight for the living. You know, it's unfortunate when somebody loses their life on the job, and we have to learn from that. So it's a very somber day. We do have a beautiful ceremony, I will say, here in St. John, New Brunswick, that I'm always a part of, whether it be laying a wreath or reading of the names, or any other way that's needed for me to participate. It's at the Ella and Frank Hathaway Trust Exhibit, which is the labor exhibit, which is at Rockwood Park. And I will get the contact. It was George Bear in the past, but I will get the contact. So if anybody wants to lay a wreath on behalf of their local or anything, I will be able to get the information for that. And hopefully we'll be able to get the information of all the ceremonies that will be taking place across New Brunswick and PEI, and we'll be able to share that on our website.
Absolutely. It's a hard thing to segue from, because it is such a meaningful day, but we always want you guys to know, first and foremost, check out Higgins Insurance. As always, again, that's HIGGINS, insurance.ca, the official sponsor to Keep You Talking to Maritimes with Nick and Chris. Also, Facebook, the group, Keep You Talking to Maritimes. We're filling up. We're just shy of the 200 mark. We'd love to hit it. You guys have meant so much to us because you guys make this what it is, and we're very proud to bring you these shows every week. Keepytalk.ca just launched. You guys can go there. You got questions? Are you a member? Are you a part of the labor movement? There's a spot there to click and fill out and be a guest on our show. Be with us. We invite you all. We're all fighting the same fight. So we want you guys to know as well, YouTube. Keep You Talking to Maritimes. Our subscribers are going up quickly. We're so thrilled, so happy and proud. We want to thank you. Guys, give us a like, give us subscribe. If you think we deserve it, but we definitely want you guys there. So, Chris, what's on the agenda for next week? And that's it. We're done. We're gone. We're going to come back next week and do the whole show all over again. Chris, what's next week? Well,
next week, ironically, the 18th budget day, I will be in attendance at the New Brunswick Legislature to hear the budget. It can be watched online. Everybody can listen to the stream. So hopefully, maybe we'll have some information on that. And maybe it'll be budget talk in the Maritimes, right? So hopefully we'll be able to get some information on that and have a little in-depth discussion on some of the good, some of the bad. Hopefully we'll have a big announcement on a certain bill being thrown away. So stay tuned, everyone. And you never know what we're going to be discussing. There's all kinds of things going on. So the topics are many. And as always, I'm going to leave everyone with a little quote before we leave here tonight. And it's simply, there is no stability without solidarity, and there's no solidarity without stability. Again, thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week.